Last fall, over 2,000 new students poured into Connecticut from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands in the wake of Hurricane Maria. 65% of them went to five of the state's largest cities, the ones that were already dealing with a fiscal crisis. In a move intended to help those cash-strapped districts, the legislature passed a law allowing districts to enter into memorandums of understanding, which allowed boards of education in Connecticut to reach out to their peers in surrounding towns and ask them for help. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, even though the idea is supposed to open lines of communication between districts, it's actually putting a spotlight on why those conversations aren't happening.
While Bridgeport accepted 211 evacuees from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands in the wake of Hurricane Maria, the Fairfield School District, right next door, had only one student enroll. Tony Jones is a superintendent there.
We did have one child from the Virgin Islands, stayed with us a very short time, that enrolled, but we have not had any requests for assistance from other districts.
Fairfield, like many other suburban districts, never fielded a call for help from the urban cities that took on most of the children that came to Connecticut from the Caribbean.
Some districts saw more, some districts saw less. We didn't see any. And that is not what I anticipated. We were prepared. Our psychologists and counselors and social workers were prepared for some crisis intervention, and those resources weren't needed.
In West Hartford, the school district welcomed 14 evacuee students. That town is sandwiched between Hartford and New Britain. Those cities between them took on more than 700 evacuees. But like Fairfield, no one ever called out to West Hartford Public Schools or its assistant superintendent for administration, Dr. Andy Morrow.
Certainly we'd be open to that conversation. But I think from our standpoint and the students that we have taken in, these are our kids, regardless of whether they start the year with us, whether they end the year with us.
Hartford Public Schools is in the midst of 5 years of flat funding from the state because of the city's fiscal challenges. Taking on over 450 new students in the middle of the school year did not help the district's financial woes. Dr. Leslie Torres Rodriguez says, in fact, it compounded its budget gap by $3.1 million.
We had a $24 million gap. And so if you think about the $24 million, we would have been at a $21 million deficit instead of a $24 million deficit.
She's Hartford's superintendent. Despite all of the money problems, it doesn't appear that Hartford ever attempted to send kids out of town.
Okay, so we send 25 students to our neighbors in West Hartford. Well, they have to also program for our students. They also have to make sure that they have the certified staff, the social workers that are necessary to meet the needs of our students.
And then there's the Consolidated School District of New Britain, which already had about 10,000 students going to school there, and then 269 evacuees enrolled after the storm. Superintendent Nancy Sarah characterized the challenge of providing an education to all those students and making room for new ones as slicing the bread thinner than it was already sliced. New Britain to this point has indicated the most interest of all Connecticut towns in reaching out to the other districts, but Sarah never officially made the call. It all goes back to advice she got on the subject during a meeting with Connecticut's Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security's New Britain coordinator.
When I had said something like that, someone said, well, you know, why would you really want them to go to another town when their family goes to this in town? And I said, I understand. So you almost felt guilty for saying, can someone else, take the kids? And you're like, no, we'll do it.
Sarah says any kind of cooperative effort between districts may have to wait for statewide action, an action that goes deeper than a single law that calls for a memorandum of understanding.
It goes back to the deeper issue of local municipalities being totally responsible for the students in there. And that I think over time we need to look at that regionalizing idea, pooling resources in a different way.
West Hartford's Andy Morrow looks at the law differently. He says it might benefit regional school districts the most, ones that might not be equipped to properly educate bilingual students.
If you're sharing services between districts, it may make more sense in certain areas to try to consolidate students in one area to receive those services.
In fact, before the legislature passed the law, there were already mechanisms allowing school districts to share resources. The Shared Services Agreement was enacted in 2010, so when the state Senate voted 36-0 to pass the law, its critics could argue it was making a ceremonial point, but not one that seems to have resulted in real action. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.